This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents Live from West Palm Beach. Thanks to Academy Sports and Outdoors and Exclusive Furniture. Here's Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Payne and Pendergast, you can text the show 713-572-4610. That is the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line. All right, let's get to from a hammer to a syringe, the mock draft injection for the day. Athlon, Luke Easterling. I'm familiar with his work. I believe he used to write for NFL.com, if I'm not mistaken.
Sounds a little too close to Easterby for my liking.
A little bit. Let's see how good he is. Let's see if he's better at drafting than Easterby. Although, legend has it that, you know, the Grenard pick was the one Easterby picked.
That's your pick, Jack.
So maybe he's as good as Easterby. You know, Grenard is he's like number 82 on the PFF 101.
Yeah.
He's one of the top 101 players in football, according to the nerds. So let's do this one here. This is Athlon Sports. We do this each and every day. It's draft season. Combine is kicking in. No Kenneth Grant workout yesterday. We spoke that one into existence, unfortunately for him.
Kenneth Grant, the defensive tackle that I'm very intrigued by the University of Michigan, is we were kind of hoping. I was worried that a really good workout was going to vault him up into the first half of the first round, and he won't be working out because of a strained hamstring, or at least he didn't do the field drills. So now, I don't know. I think he's gonna go way higher than 25.
He's just gonna work out at his pro day, dude.
Oh, the same thing he would have done.
He'll get a chance to work out.
He's going higher than 25, I think. If he's at 25 and the Texans get him, I'd be very excited.
It's just kind of funny that you and I were jokingly yesterday saying, he just tweaked a hammy and he couldn't work out.
Yeah.
Nothing debilitating where it kills him in torpedoes, just torpedoes him enough to be there at 25, where he can still make life-changing money. And then it happened. I'm like, oh, wow, the powers that we have.
All these scouts will claim that these drills don't matter all that much, and yet they continue to do them.
Yeah,
that's
amazing.
Interesting, isn't it?
It's really weird.
We send our entire staffs to Indianapolis to watch and monitor and measure these times that we don't actually care about.
No.
Nothing to see here.
All right, so let's do this Athlon draft here. With the 25th pick in the AthlonSports.com Luke Easterling, not Easterby, mock draft, the Houston Texans select. Second straight day, Luther Burden III, wide receiver, Missouri.
So, just a recapping of what we've talked about every time Luther Burden, who frequently gets drafted, mocked to the Texans in these.
Well, he'll work out tomorrow. So the fun positions start working out tomorrow.
Yeah, and you'll be impressed with him when he's working out and when he's doing his position drills. He's very quick, has been used for short routes a lot, but that's more because of the nature of that offense.
Yeah.
75% of his targets have been 10 yards or less, but he can run the deep routes. He's just, you know, needs some polish like just about every young wide receiver does. He's not huge, but he's not tiny. And I guess the big question with him is he's played mostly in the slot in college. how does he project to playing outside? And he's not a big guy. It's that's not the barrier that it used to be, but it's a little bit more of a projection.
Yeah, how does Kaylee see him? You know, just to put a bow on the Texans part of this, I'll say the names of the other two picks. I don't think we need to do a deep dive on either one, but it is a three-round mock with the 58th overall pick in the 2025 Luke Easterly AthlonSports.com mock draft. The Texans select Jonah Savanea, offensive lineman, Arizona, who we've in multi-round drafts in this exercise, he's gotten picked before.
Yeah.
So they go O-line in the second round, and then in the third round, they are picking in the 80s somewhere where the Texans, they're picking 89th. The 89th overall pick, they select Jamari Caldwell, D-lineman, Oregon. So there you go.
There we go.
Yep.
I guess the one thing that people are really wondering about right now is what do the Titans do with that number one overall pick where Abdul Carter has some kind of a stress reaction issue.
Yeah, you want to know what Luke Easterling has him doing?
Yeah.
With the first pick in the 2025 Luke Easterling Athlon.com mock draft, Tennessee Titans select, Abdul Carter, Penn State.
Okay, I like Abdul Carter a lot. I think it would be a good pickup for the Titans. It doesn't worry me as much this year as other guys might, but the Titans, we know their defensive tackles are really good. They treated the Texans' interior offensive linemen like their playthings, like their least favorite dolls. That's how they treated them.
It was their sister's dolls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They threw them up on top of a bureau and then forgot about them, and the Texans' offensive linemen got
Shaq Mason
eaten by
doll.
Rats. Yeah.
What a horrible
Rag
Christmas
dolls.
Gift. Oh. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that would be a good addition for the Titans. I'm kind of hoping. You know, I have a dream that
I think you and I have the
I
same
want
dream.
Travis Hunter in this division. I want it just for the excitement of it. I think you want Shedeur Sanders in the division.
Well, you get them both.
Jaguars could take.
The way I was envisioning is where I thought you were going. Shedeur goes first to the Titans, and then Travis Hunter goes fifth to the Jags.
Yeah,
we could have them both. We can have it all, Seth.
Okay, do you want Travis Hunter to go to the Jaguars or the Titans? I want Travis Hunter to go to the Titans because then he's in the division, but I don't think they can do as much with him.
Yeah.
And they won't be as scary a team as if Travis Hunter would go. And this is the other part of it. We talked about it a little bit yesterday about, how are teams looking at Travis Hunter? Turns out it's all over the place because the Titans are looking at him as a defensive player. The Browns president or GM came out and said that they're looking at him as an offensive player.
Yeah.
So there's that element, too. So are the Jaguars looking at Travis Hunter as a guy who would be a receiver or a defensive back? I would think that, it all comes down to what those individual teams are. As a Texans fan, I don't necessarily want to see Trevor Lawrence have a plethora of weapons.
No, but do the Jaguars, again, you're right. Like, I almost feel like we need to make all 32 teams weigh in. And it needs to be signed in ink.
They need to declare before they draft him that this is how he's going
to
be used.
They need to declare now so we can do analysis on it.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, we can sit here and talk about being scared of the Jags getting him. If it turns out the Jags are one of those teams that sees him as a corner, then whatever.
Yeah.
You know, like, then the Jags have a good corner. It's another good corner in the division, him and Tyson Campbell. That's a good tandem right there.
Yeah.
But it would be... If Liam Cohen is who Tony Boselli just said he is in the previous segment, we played some Boselli sound where Liam Cohen, if the tape speaks for itself, the guy's a great offensive mind, then getting Travis Hunter as a weapon for Trevor Lawrence along with Brian Thomas, that's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a big problem.
What?
So yes, I'd rather he go to the Titans.
And then where's that leave Shedeur though? I thought you wanted Shedeur in the division.
Well,
Shedeur would go with one of either the Titans or the Titans, and then I got you.
Shedeur
would go to the Titans.
Yeah, and then if to get them both in the division, then Travis Hunter would go to the Jags.
For you, which one for pure intrigue and excitement and notoriety? Is there anything that makes you want Cam Ward more for the Titans?
No,
he might be a better quarterback.
Well, just because he's a quarterback, I'd rather Cam Ward than Abdul Carter just for intrigue.
Yeah,
when CJ got drafted into the division, the Texans were not in a spot where we were worried about competing for Super Bowls or anything like that. So I was all about, let's get as many of these young quarterbacks in the division as we can, and it makes these divisional games a whole lot more fun.
Yeah.
And they did that. The Colts drafted Anthony Richardson. The Titans drafted Will Levis. The Jags already had Trevor Lawrence. None of those guys have held up their end of the bargain.
The only thing about Will Levis was that was a complete draft – like draft guru creation that he was ever going to be a top quarterback prospect.
Right.
So Will Levis's name brand, like brand name appeal was way higher than I think NFL teams were looking at.
As it turns out.
Remember,
yes.
I was so confused.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
About all of these people that thought Will Levis was going to be a top 5 pick, because I would watch and watch and watch, and I'm just not seeing it from his college film. And then I would go, and any of the former NFL quarterbacks or coaches that broke down his film that actually sat down with it, almost unanimously, we're like, I don't get it. I'm not sure exactly why teams would think he's a top 3 pick. So I never looked at Will Levis as one of those marquee guys.
Yeah. Big shock here with the 14th overall pick in the Athlon mock draft. The Indianapolis Colts select Tyler Warren, tight end, Penn State. I'm telling you, every mock draft has Tyler Warren going to the Indianapolis Colts. It's incredible.
I had you pull up the photos of the tight end that I hate from the Colts.
Kobe Fleener. You're spot on with your assessment of that one.
Yeah, with we compared him to
Jake Myers.
To Jake Myers, that's right.
That's what we were doing in the press box yesterday.
I was trying to get myself to hate Tyler Warren, and Tyler Warren doesn't look like Kobe Fleener, but Jake Myers totally looks like Kobe Fleener.
Yes. Yeah. No, Tyler Warren's got a good face.
We were upset with Jake Myers yesterday.
He struck out again.
Jake Myers and Chaz McCormick, they've performed for Sean T. Pendergast and Seth see Payne twice now, and nobody's bothered to get a hit, neither of them yet.
Chaz at least got a couple walks.
He walked twice yesterday.
At least got a couple walks, so we'll take that. Jake is just not good. He's never going to be a good hitter.
Got to give him time, Sean.
You
don't know baseball. Sometimes it takes a while for guys to develop.
It's a good lead-in. So we're doing our Take-A-Mania a little bit earlier today at 8 o'clock on a Friday. The defending champ in our weekly bad take WrestleMania is still Angelo Cataldi on Andy Reid. We'll reset that. Angelo Cataldi, former host in Philadelphia on Andy Reid. This is where we take the bad takes of the week. I will give society credit. Not nearly as many bad takes out there this week. So Cataldi may reign supreme again. But we've got three that will play here. We'll let you guys be the judge. Take-A-Mania, bad take of the week, is coming up next.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 3-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.